This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The political winds in Washington, D.C. are shifting after the November elections. What does that mean for policy as it affects the pork industry? We will hear more from the president of the National Pork Producers Council, Lori Stevermer, next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
Lori Stevermer is the president of the National Pork Producers Council, and she says that with government leadership changing hands in Washington, D.C. following the elections, a modernized and updated farm bill remains a key priority.
There's a lot of balls in the air. There's probably a lot of uncertainty, but, you know, there's still a few issues that we're focused on, and number one is the farm bill. That's an important piece of legislation for us for a couple reasons. Number one, it has funding in it for what we call our three-legged animal health stool, so funding for our National Animal Health Lab Network, funding for veterinary stockpile, and funding for vaccines. Always key as we look at the pork industry and biosecurity and disease prevention and preparedness.
She says that the Farm Bill is also vital because it could provide more answers regarding California's Prop 12 legislation.
The other reason the Farm Bill is important to us is that's the federal solution for Prop 12. California's Prop 12 has been an issue our farms have been dealing with for a number of years, and our concern right now is just a patchwork of regulations. So if California has Prop 12, Massachusetts has Q3. We don't want other states to implement those regulations.
Pork exports are a key piece to the economics of the U.S. pork industry, and Stevermer says that any looming threat of tariffs is a concern.
Yeah, 2024 has been a good year for exports for the pork industry. We're up about 5%. And for us as pork farmers, about 26% of our pork products are exported. That adds about $64 worth of value. I think the thing we need to keep in mind, too, is that we export variety meats or parts of the pig that we don't eat. So really important. That's why any type of talk, about tariffs or disruptions to exports really causes some concern for us.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.